This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9 with Kat and Gemma. On tonight's show, we are talking about bisexual women in the queer community, having been celebrating the Celebrate Bisexuality Day on Sunday, the 23rd of September. Bisexuality is a big issue, and it's a topic of conversation amongst the community because it's not something that's really had much light shed on it in the last...
Yeah, we kind of... obviously it's included in the GLBTIQ, but I don't think it's something that people give a lot of airtime to or think about or talk about, perhaps as much as we should be.
Well, I think the focus has been on other really big issues within the gay and queer community, but bisexuality is definitely an issue, and with changing attitudes and changing sexual orientations in the world today, I think it's a very valid point.
Mm. Well, let's kick off with looking at, it seems like a bit of a no-brainer, but how do you define bisexuality, Jem?
Well, it's a really tough one because I, for all intents purposes within the community, identify as a bisexual because I date men and women. And for me, it's not because I'm attracted to men and women. It's because I'm not attracted to either of them.
What do you see the difference being?
The difference for me is if I'm choosing a sexual partner from the world at large, or I'm, that sounds so weird, but if I'm, you know, looking to create a relationship in my life, I'm not, there's no exclusions for me based on gender or sexuality, and that also includes trans. So bisexuality is not a label I'm completely comfortable with, but many people who identify as bisexual do not, it's not about the bi part. It's not about just two genders. It's also inclusive of all the genders. So,
and it does certainly give the impression of still being a very gender-orientated thing, doesn't it? So bisexual seems to imply that you're attracted to men and you're attracted to women.
Yeah, the contemporary understanding of bisexuals, and for people who've identified it and understand that that's who they are, really do understand that it can include trans. And maybe for some people it doesn't or whatever, but, you know, for me it's definitely trans included. The issue for me is, as a bisexual, and the way I choose to define myself, I only choose to define myself with that label, with those parameters, because the community expects it of me.
What do you mean?
I'm expected to identify as something because, you know, I can't walk into a queer gathering or a, you know, and not feel like people look at me like, why are you here? Unless I somehow identify. And then when I identify as bisexual, I then have to qualify that as to what I mean and explain to them. Well, usually I have to justify how I'm a good bisexual.
What's a good bisexual?
Well, not just saying that I'm bisexual is not enough to have me feel included in the community. On many occasions, most of the time around people that I really love and that I trust in my friendship circles, that it is. But in the wider community, there's a real tension and a struggle if I identify as bisexual. But there's no other label that really applies to me. So it's this constant
Well, I know that tension. Bisexual people often talk about feeling discriminated against by both the straight community and the queer community. And I've heard some pretty, you know, horrible things said about bisexual people. There's that catchphrase, what is it? You're either
straight gay, or lying. Yeah.
It's like no one, or like a lot of people find it difficult to believe that it actually exists. And I think, and there's some questions I wanted to ask you about it too that we'll get to in the next section. But things like, I think people find it confusing because if you happen to be dating a man, then obviously there seems to be some kind of assumption that you're heterosexual. And if you're dating a woman, then there's an assumption that you're homosexual.
Definitely.
Whereas I'm guessing your sexuality doesn't change
No.
whether you're dating a man or a woman. And it seems, no. when you say it out loud, it sounds really silly.
Yeah.
But these are kind of pervasive understandings of bisexuality, and this kind of idea that, you know, if you're that you're either actually a lesbian, but you're not quite comfortable about coming out yet, and one day you will, or that you're actually straight and you're experimenting. So even though we don't fit as queer women, even though lesbians don't fit into you know, the norm, we still have this kind of normative idea that you can be attracted to one thing only. Mm. What that one thing is up for grabs, but it can still only be this, like, one gender.
Yeah, definitely.
So we would really like to know what you think.
And you can ask me questions. I find this topic really hard to talk about, but I feel free to ask me questions. I'm happy to be open and transparent tonight for the points of this conversation. If you'd like to text us on 0427 Joy 949, you can Facebook us at Femme Fatale. You can download the free smartphone Joy app or email us at femmefatale@joy.org.au. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9. Good evening, you're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9 with Kat and Gemma. Femme Fatale is a dissection and discussion of the issues facing women in life, health, relationships and the arts. We just heard Husky song Wood, The Wood. I just forgot, it just totally went out of my mind.
The Woods.
Thank you. And it sings it all the way through the chorus. Completely retarded, please forgive me. But tonight we are talking about very exciting things such as bisexual women in the queer community.
Yeah. Do we think that they're invisible? Do we think that they are accepted? Is everything just cool? If you would like to tell us what you think during the show, you can text us at 0427 Joy 949. You can Facebook us at Femme Fatale. You can use the smartphone Joy app, or you can email us at femmefatale@joy.org.au. Now, we were just talking about some, you know, basic definitions of bisexuality and, you know, the pressure to be labelled in some way. I want to talk a little bit more about some issues, I guess, that might face bisexual people in the community.
Biphobia is a pretty big one. And talking about, I mean, the main one in that is erasure, which is the idea that it's not a valid form of identification because people who are bisexual or identify as bisexual are either on their road to being gay, and so mm-hmm. then the gay community just sees them as gay, or from the straight community seeing them as just experimenting, and what they'll probably get married and have kids
yeah.
to a man.
Yeah, like, I think that's the most common one, and, you know, I mean, invisibility and erasure are pretty rampant, I think. And lots of, you know, re-explaining evidence of bisexuality historically as well as, you know, in a contemporary kind of sense.
Yeah.
There is that thing that if a bisexual woman is dating another woman, it's seen that she's actually gay. If she's dating a man, then she's actually straight.
Well,
this kind of idea that one's sexual orientation just dissolves as soon as you're in a relationship.
Which isn't true because, you know, like for the purposes of this conversation and within our community, I identify as bisexual even though I'm not completely comfortable with the label. But I don't think people fully understand that even if I'm in a relationship with a man and I'm talking to someone or a new friend or work colleagues about, you know, my past relationships and, you know, the girls that I've been with in my lesbian relationships or my gay relationships, I'm still experiencing the same kinds of homophobia and, you know, I'm still experiencing all these different things that, but I don't have the label and the support from my community necessarily all the time to support, you know, what I'm going through. So even though I might be in a relationship with a man and it might seem easier or it might seem, oh, you know, but you're in a relationship with a man, so it's fine, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I actually have had really, you know, relationships with women that were really hard and talk about that with my friends or, you know, you ask me what I did last Valentine's Day and I was out with my girlfriend. You know, like, it's never going to be just black and white. It's always going to be a part of who I am, and just because the person that I'm dating, you know, the problem is in both sides of the fence, in heterosexual land and homosexual land, I'm always torn one way or the other, with different sets of expectations upon me, and I can never fit them all. And no one really understands, if that makes sense.
What, so What I find interesting, and often, and we've talked about the coming out process a lot, that as a gay person, you have to come out all the time to, you know, doctors and work colleagues and, you know, in every aspect of your life that you can think of. But it makes me wonder, as a bisexual person, I mean, when I'm in a relationship with someone, I don't really have to come out to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's an assumption that I'm with her and that's it.
Because she trusts that you're a lesbian. And you probably don't get interview quizzed on how many women you've ever been with and how many gay relationships you've ever had and how long you've been a lesbian for or any of that stuff.
Well, I mean, occasionally, and we've talked about this before, but that's because I was married when I was younger. Mm. And so, yeah.
So you still experience
so there is, yeah.
And confusing sometimes.
Absolutely. But I mean, as soon as I say that I now identify as a lesbian, all that just goes away. But I'm guessing that if you identify as a bisexual, that never goes away.
Basically, what happens is every time I start a new relationship or a new, you know, love affair, I have to explain to my partner what bisexuality is, why it's valid. I feel like before we start anything, I have to actually come out. Mm. So if I start a relationship with a woman and she's under the assumption that I'm gay because she's seen me in community and she's seen me dating other women, I feel like I have to come out to her to tell her that I'm bisexual so that, you know, if in future pretense I ever sleep with a man after we've broken up, it doesn't seem that much more catastrophic. It kind of feels like not even like a coming out to my partners, but a confession that I should be ashamed of.
Aww.
And then I go into having to justify myself. So, in a relationship I was in with a woman recently, as in the last 18 months, I got slammed with the erasure thing, the invisibility thing of me explaining, you know, oh, I've been in gay relationships before. I've had many, many female lovers. We won't go into how many because that's not valid. But so she just assumed, oh, she was like, oh, so you are definitely gay then. And I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. I didn't specify because it's just easier for her to believe that I'm on my way to being gay so the conversation doesn't continue. But really, it was completely invalidating a part of my identity.
Mm. That idea that you're on a pathway somewhere but you're not quite there yet.
Yeah, and I even get it from my friends, from the people who know me best and love me best. And I have entered into great heated debates, like at the door at the Glasshouse Hotel with really good friends of mine about bisexuality and about who I am as a person and why being bisexual doesn't negate any moral code that I have in my relationships. I've never cheated on a partner.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there because that is a common theme, I guess, that I've come across when discussing bisexuality. There seems to be some idea that bisexuals are more likely to cheat. Now, and I mean, I understand the weird logic of that, which is that, you know, you have apparently all this choice and you're attracted to people that are specifically not what your partner is. However, it doesn't, okay, if we're going to be strictly logical, it doesn't make any sense to me any more than the fact that, you know, my girlfriend has hazel eyes, but I also like blue eyes.
Yeah.
And so therefore at some point I'm going to sleep with someone that has blue eyes. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think the reason that people in heterosexual world and homosexual world can't fully understand it, or that's a gross generalization, but that many people can't understand it is because when you have a sexual orientation towards one gender, so you're same-sex attracted, 100% or 90 plus percent or whatever it is, you can't fathom being sexually active with someone
from the other gender.
Mm-hmm. For me, when I'm in my relationship, I fall in love with a person. If that,
so it's not it's not a gendered experience.
I don't fall in love with you because you're a man or a woman. I develop an attraction and a chemistry and a relationship with a human being, and I've never had to exclude someone from my sexual portfolio based on their genitalia. That seems ridiculous to me. So, and just because I'm in a relationship with a man doesn't mean that I have to have, you know, that I'm craving
breasts, missing out on something,
and that I'm missing out on anything, or that my sex life is any less or more rewarding. It's slightly different, but most of the things we do sexually are exactly the same. And I've never been more or less rewarded in a sexual relationship based on who I was with that had anything to do with their genitalia or their gender.
Well, what do you say to the conception that, one understanding of bisexuality is that it's a 50-50 kind of thing, or it's not bisexuality? That if it's not 50-50, then you're either gay and maybe, you know, like a little bit straight, or you're straight but a little bit gay. So, I mean, I don't see why you can not be more attracted to one gender than the other and still say that you're attracted to both.
Well, do you know what's really frustrating? I want to go back to, for a bisexual to be taken seriously in either world, straight or gay, they have to qualify and justify their life, their past relationships and who they are as a person, basically. You know, I can go into stories about that most of my first sexual experiences were actually with women, and that sexual experiences with men came later, but it's got nothing to do with my orientation. So, like, I still don't know to this day whether I'll end up in a gay relationship long-term or a straight relationship. If that makes sense. Like, I'm not going to go, 90% chance I'm going to end up married with children to a man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would like to think that it'll just happen however it's meant to happen, and the gender is not really important to me at all. And I really hope that gay marriage goes through, that if things go that way, I would really like the opportunity to be able to get married. But anyway, we're going to cut to a track because we've run out of time and I could talk forever on this.
You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9 with Kat and Gemma. We were just listening to The Wolf by Lady of Sunshine, which is from Angus Stone's solo album, Aussie Music, and Home by Set Sail. Now, Set Sail are a local Melbourne band who did a lot of busking on the streets of Melbourne. You may have seen them on Swanston Street in order to fund their little EP, which I bought off the street one day and wanted to play you a track because I think they're an awesome band. If you haven't heard of them, Google them and see if you can get hold of their EP or go and see them live, because they're really funky Melbourne gypsy dudes with some really awesome tunes.
So cool.
I hope you liked that.
So, tonight we're talking about bisexuality. We've had quite a lot of people write in. So it turns out, you know, we do have a lot of opinions about this. Gem, did you want to maybe read out a couple?
Yeah, look, there's a couple. One came up, when discussing this topic with friends, they have difficulty understanding that I am bisexual, as I think society feels more comfortable with being one or the other. Quite often bisexuals are labelled as confused, and I don't think that's fair. Thanks for writing in. I completely agree. I've had heated arguments with my own friends about my sexuality, trying to explain to them that my sexuality was valid and that I wasn't in between choosing. I genuinely have fulfilling sexual and emotional relationships with both men and women, and I'm sorry about that.
No, it sounds to me like it's not the bisexuals that are confused, it's our attitudes towards them.
I've met women and men who have both said they think that bisexuality is a myth and that they'd never met a real one.
A real one.
A real bisexual. Until they'd had a half an hour slamming conversation with me and my intellectual wit, and afterwards they felt very differently. There's a few, thanks to Jade, who's written in a couple of times, she brought up the point that bisexuality beyond the male-female binary, which we're talking about trans there, is more accurately pansexuality. So thanks for writing in. We did know about that. We just decided not to bring it up, but we're glad that you did, because coming out as a bisexual is, we think, difficult enough, and it's a generally used term in the community, let alone pansexuality being even tougher. But for those of you who do, keep on the cause. Absolutely. What else? Rachel from Brunswick. This is a pretty funny comment. Bi woman is with a man, she's supposedly straight, and vice versa for men. Based on that principle, if a bi woman is single, she must be asexual. That's awesome. Thanks for that. That made us giggle incessantly in the break there. Hilarious. And we've got one of our fans, Carolyn, who loves the honest conversation and who's a big fan of the show. So we thank you for listening in every time. We're running out of time rapidly, and we really wanted to get down and talk about this topic a bit more, you know, into the grit.
There's so much to talk about. So let's pick something. How about biphobia? Snap. All right, let's go.
I'm clapping for us. I really want to talk about biphobia, which is a little bit, I mean, this is what everyone was texting in, saying they were experiencing. You know, when people say that bisexuality is a myth, or you get that from your own friends, or your family don't take your sexuality seriously because you are a bisexual. And the only thing I can talk about is from my own experience. And I never came out to my family. I never really came out to my friends. I just talked about it as if it was completely normal because I didn't know any different because I was too naive. And it was therefore accepted. The only people who really had a bit of trouble with it in my life were my brothers, who were quite young when I was a teenager coming out as being same-sex attracted. And they were a bit grossed out by it and blah, 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 because they were too young to be, you know, all into the fantasy of two women together. And as time's gone on, they just were cool with it. I'm from a small country town where there were no lesbians. That was a gross generalization there, but there was...
There were no out lesbians.
Yeah, it was a comic point. Oh, there might have been, but no one knew what one was, so it didn't matter if you did come out. small town, rural New South Wales, we love you. So my brothers didn't really know how to take it when I, you know, was dating other women because they'd never experienced it in their realm of understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
Till they both grew up a bit and moved into different cities and had met other same-sex attracted people and suddenly felt way more comfortable with it because it was a normal, which they'd never experienced before. But I was one of those crazy Aquarian children who just kind of accepted myself for what I was. So I never really came out. I just talked about it as if it was completely normal and had never really had to sit down and have that conversation with anyone because I didn't really care enough about what they thought in order to respect that they would freak out. I just... didn't give them the opportunity to get upset with me.
Do you think that it's easier in terms of coming out? And I know you just said you didn't come out to your family, but obviously you have to come out in all sorts of different aspects of your life constantly, it feels like. Do you think that people are generally more accepting or less accepting if you say bisexual?
Oh, gosh, that's not even a question. They're definitely less accepting. As I said before, if I'm in a straight relationship, I have to qualify how straight I am by talking about all the men that I've dated. And if I'm in a gay relationship, I have to qualify that by talking about all the... that I'm not inexperienced or experimenting, that I know exactly what I'm getting myself in for.
But I mean, I guess, like different contexts, more kind of impersonal ones, like coming out at work.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's, you know, easier to swallow that someone's bisexual?
I've definitely lied and said I was gay at work because it's easier.
I've actually had people say that to me before as well, that it was easier to come out as gay than it was as bisexual.
I was about to say, it's easier to... Do you know why? Because it's easy for me to come out as gay, so when you see me dating a woman, you don't, you aren't going to be upset or offended because I've warned you. But if I come out as straight and you see me dating a woman,
there's a bigger conversation
to have. So yes, it's easier to come out as gay. And even with my own friends and the people around me who I really love, there's a general kind of assumption that it's a step towards bisexuality is a stepping stone for being gay. For coming out as gay, and that sometimes, really honestly, I believe instead of taking my boyfriend to an event, it'd be easier to come out as gay and just actually choose. But I mean, the mantra...
Easier in a social sense, not a personal sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The mantra in our community is that being gay isn't a choice, but what people are putting onto me by not understanding bisexuality because of their own ignorance is making me choose because it's more comfortable for you.
Yeah, okay.
And that's not fair. But life's not fair. So we've completely run out of time.
We have indeed. I think we're going to have to talk about this again at some point because there are about 5 million points that I still wanted to talk about with you.
If you guys want to hear more on this topic or if you know someone or if you want to come on the show, you've got some things to say, email us and we'll get in touch with you because this is a topic obviously close to our own hearts. That's all we've got time for. Thanks for everyone who wrote in. And we're going to cut to a quick track.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.